I'll start with some verbs. I want to get all the tenses and everything, things like that. How would you say John is running?
Would I put that John in there too?
Yeah, the whole sentence is the whole sentence. John is running.
No qui. Yeah. John, no qui.
Okay, and how about I'm running? I'm running, or I run. We can stick to John. I can go back to John. How about John? John was running.
John, no, we would. I'd be telling someone he was running, so I'd say, John, no, we would.
Okay. Is that any different from John ran? Would there be two different
things? It is. John, I said John ran, and then John, I was telling somebody he ran.
Okay. So John was running would be the same thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, how about John runs all the time, so he's just always running.
No queenage. That would sound like they were going running wild. But
or maybe he runs as a profession or something.
Yeah, runnage.
Okay. How about John has been running? I see he's all tired out. He's been running.
John, no winnie, yeah. No winnie, yeah. Yeah, that's better. No winnie, yeah.
The clinic, yeah.
That's past.
Okay. How about John has run? It's all done. It's run.
Has. Oh, no clinic dog. No queen could talk. That would mean it sound like he was racing with a bunch of boys, or you know queen could talk, but he was one of them.
Okay. How about John used to run?
John, oh, God's no we what?
John,
oh, God's no we what?
Right. And how about if I just wanted to say John used to run?
John, no we could dormant. He used to.
No we could
dormant. The other one was John don't run anymore.
Doesn't run now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. As it is, that's in there. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
John will run?
John, no cuida. No cuida.
Okay. Is that any different from John is going to be running? John will be running?
John, oh, I could say now he's going to run,
no,
we won't, yeah.
Okay, so one was Nukwiba and the other was Nukwiba'nt?
Nukwiba'nt.
Okay. They're both future again.
This clock, no, which is too, it won't start anymore.
Good. Fountain of Cool What?
Fountain of Cool What. That's why I had it upside down like this. I thought it would.
Okay. Why don't I move it over here? It's probably going to take loudly. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I forgot all about that.
I always do that with air conditioners and fans and things. John is about to run, so I already do that.
Oh, it was now, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's going to run now. Oh, look, we've out. We've out.
Okay. John will have run.
No, we get you. Yeah, John, the quick guy you.
The quick
guy you.
Guy you. Okay, how about John might run?
John. That comes in that soup in it. I always use that word, John Supine Amnu Quiva. He might, today, you know, he might run. I always put in that Supine, I don't know what it means, but Supine, it means
maybe.
He might, and maybe he won't, and either way.
Just don't know. Whether he's going to get out. And how about the run part? John Supini Alu.
No cuida.
John can run. He's able to.
No cuida. I always laugh about that bakiya, you know. But they got it beat or. It's their skill, you know, they mastered their skill, I guess it's
I
probably...
I see. Yeah, the skill to remedy.
Yeah.
Nukwipakiyant?
Nukwipakiyant.
I see. John may run. We'll let him run. John may.
Because he knows how to run.
John may run be any different from that.
Yeah, that one I said soup in a suvong, I would say.
Okay.
John suvong no quiva. No quinkatova or no quiva.
Quiva or no.
Quinkatova means running with a crowd, you know, racing with more than one.
I see, Quinkatova. Okay. John should run. He doesn't like to run, but he should.
John. Oh, no quivant. No quivant. You know who's going to run.
Okay. Okay, I want to try a different verb now. Is there a word to stumble?
Takwepat. No, you'd be tripping on something.
Oh, that's okay. Tripping on someone. Takwitpats. Okay, how to say John is stumbling?
He'd be falling, let's see, an old lady would moonuk with you, you know, lose their balance and just fall, moonuk with you, and let's see, John would be, kuipats, yeah,
oh,
John,
kuipats, I see,
yeah.
John Kupal, how did you say John was stumbling?
Kupats.
John Kupats?
Mm-hmm. John Kupats.
That's his stumbling.
Yeah, he fell. Kupats.
How about John? Okay, so John stumbled or fell would be the same thing?
Mm-hmm. That would be the same thing, and if they trip, tatong, they moon, would say they, I don't know, you would say they rolled over, or
how does it
head first, moon, which, you know.
Moon?
Moon, which.
Moon,
which.
Fall, head over heels.
Yeah, moon, which.
How about if I said in the future, John will stumble, will trip?
Oh, John, we pa uvi anai.
We pa
uvi anai.
John has tripped.
And John kwepa uvenai would mean John is looks like he's about to fall.
I see.
Uh-huh.
Looks.
Mm-hmm.
How about he has tripped?
Takwepakea. John takwepaka. Yeah. John takwepaka.
Mm-hmm. Takwepaka.
Because I said takwepats. But then when I put John in there, well, takwepaka, he fell.
Mm-hmm. I see that's the sort of the tense.
Yeah.
How about John trips all the time?
John, hook with bandage. Hook with bandage. It's always falling.
Okay. John didn't trip.
God with power. Let's see. God. That with power. Yeah, that with power.
That with power. Or what?
That with power.
Okay. Okay, is there another word for fall, something like wu'iku? Wu'iku?
Mm-hmm. When you wu'iku, when you drop from a height, you wu'iku.
Height.
Mm-hmm. Wu'iku, you could fall off the roof of the house, you know, had wu'iku. There's a difference there. It's the way you would put it in a sentence that would define height, you know.
So it would fall off from a tree or something like that. How would I say John fell, meaning off the roof or out of a tree or something? But just the...
Oh, John Ganiwai. This is Gan Ganiwai Wikukwat.
John Ganiwai
Wikukwat.
And it's John fell off the house or something.
Yeah, that is.
John is going to fall off the house.
John Ganiwai Wingunzik.
Ganiwai
Wingunzik. He was hanging on the roof there, and I'd be just sure that he's going to fall off. Or
yes, it depends on how sloping your roof is, I guess. What if he were falling off right now, and we saw him falling off, and we said, "Oh, look, John's falling off the roof."
John, Ganiwai Wik, I'd say.
John,
Ganiwai Wik. If I was telling you, I'd say, Wikuchang, I'd say, you know.
Wikuchang?
Wikuchang. I wouldn't name nobody, but I would say, Wikuchang.
Yeah, there wouldn't be time.
Fell off.
Wikuchang. Chang. He's falling.
Yeah, I would be excited and just say, Wikuchang, like that, you know. And
just to. Well, that's the important part.
Yeah, anybody would be falling and die.
And that you'd say that when he's while you're actually watching him fall.
Yeah.
Right after.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. How about if I said John has he has been falling off the roof? Can you need to do that?
Yeah, you would say John Ganiwai Wiwiikur.
Wiwiikur. Ikur. Has been falling off. Mm-hmm. Does that mean he's done it several times?
Yes, See, you can wiikuchi once, but when you wiwiikuchi, that means more than once.
I see, yeah.
It's the same word, but you say wiwiikuchi.
So, I better write this down as a separate word. Wiwiikutsu, said, means falling several times. But when he does it, it's wiwiikuru.
Wiwiikuru. Yeah, the other one I said, wiwiikuru. He means falling off. But this is...
but this liver by itself is wiwiikutsu.
Wiwiikutsu.
Okay, that's good.